It's Tuesday, and welcome to Tiltcast Shorts, the new show that it wishes Timmy Boy had been involved with about. I'm Nas.
I'm Jason.
I'm Rusty.
And we're back yet again. I don't know if you guys heard this. Do you guys know who Tim Kaine is?
Of course. He's an Obsidian legend.
Of course.
Yep. So you're a big, you guys are a big fan of Vampire the Masquerade. He worked on the original game. He also worked on Arcanum of Steamworks, Magic Obscura, and Fallout 1 and 2, which is how I became familiar with Tim Kaine. He's been in retirement for quite a while. And if you're interested, he has a lot of these videos that he does. He basically vlogs on YouTube and has been for years, but he'll talk about theories of game development, sometimes talk about different production stories from some of the games he's done before. But he was one of the head developers and head guys at Obsidian for a number of years, and all the way up until right before New Vegas. And then he's an older guy. So he kind of faded out of the limelight. I don't know if he just made enough money. He just wanted to retire, assuming that's why he vlogs. But he's a freaking legend. The dude has been doing video games. Well, I mean, he started doing video games in the late 80s.
Yeah. Sort of Pillars of Eternity and Tyranny.
Yeah, he did some consult work for that. He did some consulting for The Outer Worlds, but he wasn't a lead designer.
No, they had him listed as co-director, which means I think he participated in part of the game direction.
But. Yeah, he had some programming work done, and he was doing programming and additional design for Pillars of Eternity. So, yeah, he's been in, in the industry for a long ass time, and very well respected for for what he does.
Yeah, and I feel like he's some of the secret sauce that I think Obsidian's been missing. I know a lot of people like Grounded. For some reason, Grounded just doesn't click with me. Because I don't want to play a little kid. Cause that's what you are when you play those games.
It's just too much Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. Honestly, it's just that.
And I've just recently finished The Outer Worlds, and there's some weird pacing issues with those games. I just finished two. And so, like, Obsidian has been, like, B+ now for, like, the last 10 years. The exception of Tyranny. Tyranny and Pillars of Eternity are both excellent. But they're full 3D, larger, AAA-styled games lately have not been great. It wasn't a part of Avowed. Avowed had weird issues, right? Like, it had a lot of potential, but the fact that there was, like, they tried to eliminate grind, they tried to eliminate looting useless stuff. They didn't give you enough crafting materials, which I think in the most recent patch they did. I felt like it got way too easy. there's just something about Avowed that just didn't quite click, and I wish it did. Like, it's a little bit of a disappointment. Outer Worlds 2 wasn't a disappointment, but it was a little bit over long. And when you're talking about game design, like, that game just, you finished a world and you kind of want to just be finished with it. And it keeps wanting to throw you back for like one quest, which ends up being, let's just do a little bit of, do this one thing that I fast travel to and then fast travel back to my ship. So back to loading screen, back to mission and going to do something. Oh, wait, well, I want to do the side quest. Now to go back to this planet for do just this one thing and then two loading screens and then back on main progress a quest. Like, it just, it didn't feel, if you did the side quest, you felt like you were just behind a loading screen to your ship, another loading screen to the area, and another loading screen to the area. So you're like always between three loading screens for the different quests that you did. That were outside of the main quest. If you just followed the main quest, it would pretty much kind of propel you forward most of the way, and you wouldn't have to do a whole lot of back and forth. But if you wanted a side quest at all, it felt really disjointed and kind of ruined some of the pacing for me. And so seeing Tim Kaine back on the rails, right, like, maybe I'm seeing it through rose-colored glasses, but I don't remember a lot of those issues with Pillars of Eternity. You kind of just went through, and especially the original Pillars of Eternity is so like concise in all the right ways. It's a very much a classical styled RPG, right? That you go through an area, you collect people to your party essentially, right? And start their backstories. And there's not a whole lot of backtrack. It's a whole lot of just, I'm always progressing, and then I'm always just kind of doing these extra things that I want to do in this area as I go through. And there's just like a natural sense of progression. And I was trying to wrap my more mature gamer mind around that concept as I was going through Outer Worlds 2. And I think that's something that was like missing and causing it to not click in the way that I wanted. I like the story, like the moment to moment gameplay. Didn't like the disjointedness of this. So Tim Gang basically got a full-time job at Obsidian. He's not a contractor. He's not a co-anything. He is back. And he's been a central pillar to, bad pun, a central pillar to like quality game development for a long time. I'm looking forward to seeing some of these old guys that really made some of the RPG goodness get back in the game and start sharing some of those ideas, so to speak, right? Like, it's just, I'm so ready for Obsidian to be back. And I there's a lot of companies that we all have some really, really high opinions of that haven't really hit the mark lately, right? So like BioWare's been super meh, the last 10 years, basically, right? Bethesda's been pretty meh, basically, the last 10 years.
Bungie's been pretty
Dude, like Halo didn't even hit, right? But like Halo was here and gone.
Bungie's been extremely meh. Ever since Halo 3, Bungie's been extremely meh.
Bungie went to do Destiny and then signed up with Sony, and then Destiny's kind of fallen apart. Like, 343
Destiny originally was great just because of the new concepts, right? But after that, Bungie's not really done anything new.
No, they've been hung up on Destiny for the last decade, and Destiny's kind of like been big and then gotten small. It's been good. It's been bad. It's been somewhere in between.
They committed to a 10-year thing with Destiny, you know, internally. And now that that's basically done, and they're done with the story, they're floundering. They're like trying to figure out what the hell, you know, is doing. So it's kind of like where, you know, where BioWare was with, you know, with like Mass Effect and stuff like that. Once they finished their story, whether you liked the end of that story or not, then they moved on to Andromeda. They were kind of floundering for new ideas. You know, and that's where a lot of these, development studios come from, you know, are at. Sometimes going back to what, you know, going back to the drawing board, bringing on people that actually have good vision that can revitalize your gameplay ideas and, you know, possibly pull you out of the fire. And maybe that's what's going on here. You know, that's why, you know, Tim was, you know, had gotten back into the, in on Obsidian, and whatever project he's working on for Obsidian, he's being pretty tight-lipped about it. Right. So,
yeah, he hasn't said a damn thing about what he's working on. I would hope that it was another. I wish they were the ones doing Fallout, but especially now that they got Tim Kaine back, right? I feel like Todd Howard's kind of lost the plot a little bit, more than a little bit, and it worries me a little bit about what might be going on.
If it's a new Fallout, like I keep seeing a lot of stuff about like a Fallout 3 remake.
Oh yeah.
Or a Fallout New Vegas remake. There's rumors about all of these things that are completely unconfirmed.
If they're going to do anything, I mean, what, the Fallout series comes out on December 17th, which is less than a week away.
Yeah. I mean, and think about the timing, right? In less than a week away,
or something like that. Yeah,
there's, you've got that happening. It's, and then
it's been right really
around the same time
the Game Awards are happening.
Right.
So there's speculation that there's going to be a Fallout something that's announced at the Game Awards that's going to coincide with what's happening with the show. Right.
They did confirm during development of the first season of Fallout that they were already working on a remake of Fallout 3, but there's not really been anything said since.
Right. Yeah. I mean, if they did a collection, because Fallout New Vegas was built off the Fallout 3, you know, it's basically, it almost could slot into it.
Right? Yeah, they reused some of the assets to create that game and changed the color palette from green to brown. And like without mods, it's actually kind of a bland looking game, like looking back on it, because that game came out more than 10 years ago at this point, right?
Yeah.
And it desperately needs a remaster.
There's a possibility there, but what, you know, there's a lot of what ifs as to what, you know, what Tim's doing right now. If he's doing something, we hope that it's Fallout, you know, it's something to do with Fallout. Like if it's a new Fallout game, that would be awesome.
Like, yeah, with Tim at the helm, I would be ecstatic to have that. He's helped create a lot of the original story around the original one. And I'd like to see them pull Chris Avellone, since he's been, you know, he essentially got a bunch of BS charges leveled against him that got disputed and overturned, right? A lot of sexual abuse charges.
Mm-hmm.
Now that he's cleared of all that stuff and people realize that he wasn't, you know, a horrible person. That guy has done some of the best RPG writing in the last 25 years. Like that's what Obsidian needs. They need a Tim Kaine and Chris Avellone duo to take that studio back and get it back on track. You know, last few games have been decent, but they haven't been amazing. And I want to see Obsidian come back to amazing. At least they haven't been just straight out bad, but yeah, it's just been a little bit milquetoast, right? Like about a little bit milquetoast. Original Outer Worlds, decent, a little bit milquetoast. Really marred less by game design and more or less by game story. Like none of the storytelling in either of those games is bad. It's mostly just the combat was kind of bad in Outer Worlds 1, and the build diversity wasn't there. The build diversity is better in Outer Worlds 2. The pacing is off. And, like, the way that that game is structured or the mission structure is set up, that I feel like needs to be retooled in whatever game they come up with next. Because, again, just hopscotching around. The looting system felt a little bit unnecessary, too. Like, I'm picking up springs for mods for guns, like almost kind of wish you just discovered some of that stuff. The crafting system in that game felt entirely unnecessary.
I'm just thinking, like, you know, thinking back to my initial playthroughs of like Fallout 3 and Fallout New Vegas, there was something special about just like walking around the world and just discovering shit, you know, and you know that is something that, you know, I mean, it got me into certain kinds of open world games. Not that every game needs to be open world, but that kind of exploration of stepping foot out of the vault for the first time and just kind of like looking around, or, you know, or as with Fallout New Vegas, getting shot in the head. And then,
yeah, that was such a good intro.
Yeah, that was a really great intro. Like, holy shit. That is something that, you know, that needs to, you know, you need a good storytelling backbone for that, because what do? Like you are basically walking out of a vault for the first time. You don't know what's going on, and it has to be told through, you know, exploration of the world. And that was, you know, that's what, I mean, I hadn't played the original Fallout 2. Fallout 3 was my first step into the Fallout world. I was hooked, you know. you know, Fallout New Vegas is, you know, was, you know, a natural progression to that. And the intro to that, like you said, is just like, you know, holy crap. Like,
well, and the original games have a, they look dated now, but they have a pretty decent sense of charm and a really cool system going on behind the scenes. The VATS was essentially the action point system for that game. Mm-hmm. A lot of the, there wasn't a lot of games that had kills that brutal in a RPG. And when you're talking about early 2000s, like I used to work at this web design company, and Trent, who used to be on this show, and John from Picking Up the Pixels, who used to be up on the show. Like, we had Fallout 2 installed on the machines for when we were slow. And yeah, we played Fallout at the office. Like, sure. So, you know, but just the effect of like bloody mess was a perk from way back in the day with those games. And like people just randomly exploding from gunshot wounds was always a treat.
Right. And, you know, when we've, when we're looking at games that, you know, that take, you know, that take that, that charm, right? Wasteland was basically pulled, you know, Wasteland, from that charm. That was
Wasteland 3 is a spiritual successor of Fallout 1 and 2. And Wasteland 2 is also pretty phenomenal. Now that we're talking about this, it's like, I could really go for playing, going through another playthrough of Wasteland 2.
Mm-hmm.
That game is excellent. But I've got
that's what I'm thinking. So, I mean, whatever he's doing, man, I'm all for it. Like, get, you know, we need to bring some of the legends back, you know, and well, get those guys working on, you know, on projects that revitalize the, you know, revitalize the, you know, the gameplay and storytelling of, you know, either old franchises or get them into a new franchise and just like, make them soar, you know, those things are, you know, yeah. I mean, when you're looking at all of the innovation these days coming from indie, you know, but we have some legends still in, you know, in the industry that are just not being tapped properly. Like, get those legends working, man.
Well, and if you guys are curious, you can go to Kane on Games. Kane spelled C-A-I-N. Kane on Games is on YouTube. That's Tim Kane's YouTube channel. He said he's going to keep doing that. So if you're curious, guy has a lot of insight into that stuff. And I think next week, probably dive into some of the announcements that we get, because we haven't quite hit all the award shows and seen all the announcements, but we're going to kind of collaborate all that together. So potentially less AI stories next week. But yeah. What do you guys think? What's your thoughts on Tim Kaine coming back? If you could, give us a comment up below. Like and subscribe. Find us at tiltcast.com. Find us on iTunes and Spotify. Search TiltCast. And then, of course, look for us on YouTube at youtube.com/tiltcastshorts with a Z. And we'll come back on Thursday for more news. We'll see you guys then.
Peace.